Hello, this is Ranj Pereira. Just to give you some things about me, I have been working for Jason Wood, Minister Jason Wood, as his chief of staff and the senior advisor for the last 3 years. So within that, we have been in charge of the portfolios of customs, community safety, and multicultural affairs. Within that portfolio, we've worked a lot very closely with the multicultural community, and we have supported many of our Buddhist temples and also given them some really good grants in Berwick for the Berwick Buddhist Temple. The Morrison government, with Jason Wood and myself, supported them with a grant of $780,000. That grant was for the building of a Sinhalese language school. I'm really committed to supporting our community to maintain their mother tongue. Having left Sri Lanka at a very small, young age of 11, I still can speak Sinhalese, and I really believe in the importance of maintaining and being able to speak Sinhalese. I've done that, and also that's why I was really supportive of the Berwick Buddhist Temple getting a grant of 780,000 for the construction of a Sinhalese language school. We also supported other temples like the Mahamaunar Temple with a grant of over 400,000, and also the Cranbourne and Dandenong Buddhist Temple with a grant of over 350,000, and also the Keysborough Buddhist Temple with a grant of 130,000, and also another Buddhist temple in North with a grant of 100,000. So we really, for the first time in Australia, the federal government has supported the Buddhist temples with some really, really good grants. Also, I've supported the Hindu community as well. We've supported Hindu temples with grants. The Shiva Vishnu temple in Kurram Downs, we supported them with a grant of over 400,000, and other temples all combined to around over $2 million worth of grants to the Hindu community as well. Likewise, we've also supported other communities like the Muslim community and so on. Under Jason Wood, we were in charge of a grant called the Safer Communities Grant, which this Prime Minister introduced particularly to support communities and religions that were feeling threatened and were at risk of in some way from damage and attacks. So this is why we the Safer Communities Grant focused on the temples. During the work, we have really worked very closely and supported the multicultural communities very closely. So also, when people are having difficulty going overseas, we've supported them with travel exemptions. Even people that had visa issues were able to contact us. We have always been contactable on our mobiles and available for people all the time. The multicultural community is a very important community that makes a great contribution to Australia, and so is our Sri Lankan community. And this is why the government and Jason and, of course, myself, we've really been focused on supporting and helping these communities, not just now, but during the last 3, 4 years, we have consistently supported our communities. My name's Ranj Pereira. I am married. I have 4 children, and 4 boys, and also we have a dog. His name's Rocky, and we have been resident in Holt, in Cranbourne North, for the last few years, and always have been in the last 10 years or so living in the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne. Thank you.